Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today from Northeast Iowa are known as two guys that sound like eight. They blend their signature Celtic soul with American roots to form a sound that's all their own. Their latest album is called Kanoka. Please welcome Switchback.
You can all snap along if you want. All right.
Hardship and discomfort in the land of longshore. Lifetimes are cut short by a river we adore. The river is rising. I watch from my back porch door. Beneath the cool gray horizon, the rain pours. Mississippi River makes you humble. Say the old valley folk. You build your house and watch it crumble. Stranded, ragged and poor. Thunder claps rumble. Wind and water gather force. This town is gonna tumble. Rapids to the north. Mississippi River makes you humble. Say the old valley folk. You build your house and watch it crumble. Stranded, ragged and poor. If you build on the river, plan to build some more. Muddy waters will deliver when the rain pours. When the rain pours. Stranded. Stranded.
Stranded, ragged, and poor, the first piece of original music from our guest this week on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One, Switchback, on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. And there are two of them on their stage. Sometimes they add a drummer, but not today. Martin McCormick is with us. Hi, Marty.
Hi, how you doing?
And next to him, his cohort there, Brian Fitzgerald. Hi, Brian.
Great to be here. Hi.
Super to have you on the stage. You know, we have been around a long time as a show, and I'm just wondering why we didn't have your performance on our stage earlier. What happened? How did we
slip through the cracks of a lot of arenas? I don't know.
That seems to be our MO, I think.
Okay, you two are sort of your origins in Northeast Iowa?
As a band, I think that when we started playing Northeast Iowa, it really created a nice directional change for us.
And right.
It all happened because I moved out here 21 years ago to Lansing, Iowa. From the Chicago area.
From the Chicago area. And now Switchback Did I read right? 13 albums. This is Kanoka is your 13th album.
28 years playing together. Yeah.
28, nearly three decades. How do you stay together? What's the secret for a long-lived relationship?
Don't clean your van. That's one thing. You never lose anything in it that way.
I don't know. I mean, you know, we both like songwriting.
We're both from big families, big True. Irish families, and I think we've been knocked around enough by our brothers and sisters that we kind of...
We're the middle child.
You can put up with a lot.
Yeah. Right.
Put up from each other and from others.
Okay. I was once, pinned down with croquet wickets by my brother, Spread Eagle, during lunch. So
really?
If you can survive that, you can do anything.
Really? So. What happened after that will be left to our imagination. Because what do you have in store for us this hour? Let's get back to music after that.
Well, we're going to give you a lot of different things for this hour. But the next song we want to give you is from the west of Ireland. It just inspired us, the Connemara region. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Connemara Man.
Live music from Switchback this hour on Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend. Have at it, Marty and Brian.
Connemara man, mighty man is he. Connemara man, not a penny to your name. Connemara man, dancing just the same. Connemara man in the valley low. Connemara man, where you gonna go? Connemara man by the fire warm. Connemara man dancing up a storm. Tomorrow, dancing for today, dancing for the memories that never to fade away. Dancing for your sorrow, dancing for your pain, dancing for your broken heart, never to mend again. Connemara man, Connemara man, Connemara man, yeah. Today, dancing for the memories and never to fade away. Dancing for your sorrow, dancing for your pain, dancing for your broken heart, never to mend again. Connemara man, born by the sea. Connemara man, mighty man is he. Connemara man, Connemara man, Connemara man.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Going to do a song that's off our latest album, Kanoka. Kanoka was produced by Lloyd Maines, who is the father of Natalie Maines, the Dixie Chicks, and a great pedal steel player and a wonderful person. People say if you close your eyes with Lloyd playing, he sounds like Jimi Hendrix. And if you open your eyes, he looks like your high school driver's ed teacher. So it's that kind of... And so it's perfect for us. He just fell in right with us, and we really enjoy his tutelage and guidance. But we're going to do a song called Rocky Mountain Express right now, and hopefully you'll hear that train kind of roaring through there. Rocky Mountain Express. Deep in the mountain pine. Rocky Mountain Express. Rolling down, going down that line. She waits for me beyond the stream of buck trees with her eagle so, so high. Down Rocky Peak, steep timberline, where foothills meet the plains begin to rise. Me home. How can I express strength that is spilling over my smile? How can I express memories strung along the mile? Torn away, I'm so afraid I'd have to stay far away from you. There remained a flickering flame, the only guide I had to get me through. Ooh, I can hear you calling me home. Rocky Mountain Express. Deep in the heart of mine. Rocky Mountain Express. Coming home, home good this time. Home good this time. Going to shift things over to the mandolin here, and Brian was taught mandolin by the great Jethro Burns, who is considered the mandolin player of Homer and Jethro, and those guys had a little bit of an influence on us with their stage presence. They were snappy dressers, and no, they also, they just had a great
cornball humor,
definitely. Between those guys and maybe the Scottish duo, the Corries, they were a great example of live performance, and we definitely consider ourselves performers. But this next song is, going to set it up for you, is just one that hasn't made it onto an album yet, but it's a Midwestern song, and we write a lot of songs about the Midwest, particularly about Iowa. And this is, if this sounds like your town, one grain elevator, one main street, and nothing going on like after 7 o'clock in the evening, oh, summer's day with the thunderheads off in the distance, this song's for you, so... Where'd you go? Didn't you know
I'd be waiting around for you to come around again. Come around again, waiting for you. Waiting for you. Couldn't you see? I believe you and I were meant to be together. Whatever, waiting for you. Waiting for you. Wind blows down Main Street. Wish it would sweep me off of my feet. Carry me away and lead me to that somewhere you've retreated to and left me waiting. Watch the storm cloud shadows grow. Even the evening star knows you're so close to me. You're just a ghost to me, waiting for you. Waiting for you.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer with Switchback for the first time on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. And we are so glad to have him with a Switchback, a duo that has been together for nearly 30 years. In name, they are Marty McCormick and Brian Fitzgerald, and they are rolling out a few of the many, many, many original tunes that they have cranked out over the years. So I understand you have a Songwriters Weekend you have every year in Dubuque in April. You've written, between the two of you, is it fair to say hundreds of songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easily.
Okay. So you're the perfect ones to ask this question. What are the, let's just say three golden rules of songwriting that you would want to communicate to a very young, fresh newbie out there in songwriting world?
I'll take one first.
Okay,
one.
Brian.
You get the first one.
Don't overwork it.
Simple.
And be your best editor, you know.
Don't
That's
overwork
two, Brian.
It.
Yeah. That was two.
He took the first two. There's he only one left for you, Marty.
Yeah, and I would say the third one is be true to yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. I mean, use your creativity, but tap into that resource that is yourself. That what happens to you on a daily level is probably the most important thing, you know, to share, I feel.
We want to tell our listeners to find out more about Switchback, your music, Marty and Brian, waygoodmusic.com.
Right.
Now, that's a nice domain to have.
You know what? Waygood is an Allen McKee County term up near Waukon. And when we'd be playing back in the day, the Harley Davidson, you know, biker bars, us and Joe Price pretty much had that circuit.
We love having Joe's been on the
Joe
stage
and Vicky
many times.
Are wonderful.
Yeah.
They're beautiful people. And Joe and us, we would play this place called Dar's Place in particular. And the lexicon around Waukon was way good. And you could use it as an adjective, a verb, or whatever you wanted. We had a way good time. It was a way good burger. People liked that way good thing. You know, I mean, it was that kind of stuff.
And it wasn't used for where we were from, really. So
right.
We thought we'd take the colloquialism. And
nice. We thought that and the mule coming through the door during one of our gigs.
That happened.
Yeah. That happened. Yeah, that was. You know, and even the priest at that town, he wore leather. You know, in that bar. So we were impressed with Wakanda.
Yeah, we're overloaded with images that you've just provided us. Let's go back. Music of Switchback this hour. So glad to have you with us. You
great.
Too.
Thank you, Ben. Talking about songwriting, here's a song that was inspired from being out in Great Falls, Montana, visiting my sister, who was friends with this painter by the name of Buckeye Blake, great guy. And he had a picture of this rodeo queen named, I forget what her name was. We gave her the name Genevieve, but the story behind her was that she would go into these rodeos and she would be competing in the Wyoming territory, pawned a diamond chip in her tooth, and would beat all the cowboys at the rodeo and take the purse money, buy back her chip and her tooth, and ride off into the sunset. A very powerful woman song. And so we thought, you know, we would write this song about Genevieve. So this is for all the ladies.
2, 3, ha!
Here's a story that'll make you cry, all about a Nebraskan guy. He fell for a rodeo queen by the name of Genevieve. Cheyenne that summer's day, she held a cowboy in her sway. Now roping cattle and shooting guns till his heart was all undone. Here's a story that'll make you cry, all about a Nebraskan guy. Bill was from Valentine, he was the best bronc buster of his kind. Known through the West, far and wide, where that boy could rope, could shoot and ride. It was Cheyenne at the frontier days, the rodeo was Bill's, they say. Then there was a late entry by a gal named Genevieve. Now here's a story that'll make you cry, all about a Nebraskan guy. Bill swore no woman would ever tame a single inch of his lanky frame. But he wound up beating us as she broke his heart in seconds flat. He never thought in all his life he'd ever want himself a wife. But as that girl won each event, into the sunset Bill's heart went. Here's a story that'll make you cry, all about a Nebraskan guy. Bill stood there hat in hand as she paraded with the band. Later on, neath that prairie sky, he swore his love would never die. He sang, Genevieve, can't you see what you're doing to me? I can never, ever ride the range again. Genevieve, can't you stay? Settle down in a manlier way. On bended knee, he was handing her a diamond ring. He bought it when he sold his horses, saddle bits, boots, ropes, and spurs. Moonlight gleaming on Jen's gun, it showed the notches all 71. 71 hearts broken through, time to make it 72. Genevieve, can't you see? Yeah, what you doing to me? We had an album that came out around 2005 called Falling Water River, and it's a song cycle all written about a soldier by the name of William Henry. Now, this soldier, William Henry, was an amalgamation, if you will, of friends of our relatives of our fans who had gone off to war, including Brian's nephew, who was involved early on in the Iraq War with the Jessica Lynch Special Forces situation. But Brian and I were driving through Ohio one day, and we heard somebody, a radio announcer, talking about casualties. And we thought, you know, we got into a discussion about that term and saying that, you know, it'd be really important to have an album that just had a central figure so everybody would have a little bit of a picture of what the price of going off to service would be about. And we're happy to say that this was turned into a symphony. And the first time it was played was in Dubuque, Iowa, with the symphony out there. And we raised money for that Larry York, who was raising Eckhart. Flag. Larry Eckhart, I'm sorry, from York, Little York, Illinois.
That's it.
Yeah, and he was the guy that was putting up the flags for the returning soldiers. So this is one of the songs that's called The Death of William Henry. This song is off our album Ghosts of the River Folk, and it's called The Mayfly Dance, and it's all about Northeast Iowa, Alameda County, and the time back in 1996 when we played the Iowa State Sesquicentennial. And one thing you need to know about the song, folks, is this is the only song we know of where the word sesquicentennial is actually in a lyric.
Good luck finding me.
I dare any other band to try to use that. They won't. They won't.
The folkies are on it right now.
They won't. The folkies are working hard now. The gauntlet's been thrown down. But that was the I don't know if any of you folks remember, but there was a grand kind of parade down the river, north to south. And long story short, they had a canoe flotilla. The wind was blowing the wrong way, and so they got dispersed. And the Lansing ball field was one of the first places they were going to have this event. And so we opened for the late, great John Hartford, who is one of our heroes, and did a lot of stomp board dancing and all that stuff, and a riverboat captain as well. And since then, we've done the Mayfly Dance Cruise in honor of him.
So you knew that he was tuned into the fact that a lot of these boats, because of the height of the river, couldn't make it underneath a lot of the bridges and stuff.
Right, so after we finished playing, Hartford took the stage, the moon was coming up over the bluffs, and the Mayflies hatched. You know, in biblical proportions, you know, they crowded out Hartford, and somebody turned on the mercury lights, and it all became right. And for us, looking at it, it was like the spirits of everybody that loves that river. They were there, the ghosts of the river folk. So without further ado, listen to the Mayfly Dance. A one, a two.
John Hartford played out on Lansing's ball field. We gathered round the stage from Oskaloosa to Decorah to hear John Hartford play. Mississippi rolling slowly. A moon stood in a trance, music misty and silty. The Mayfly Dance. Mayflies crowding out the stars. John's bus rolling on the Black Hawk Bridge. It paused there for a time, taking in the moonlit bluffs. Gentle, so gentle on his mind.
Another song off that album, Love Song, Stellar Jay's Wing. A one, a two, a three. This is for Anya.
I give the deer horn shed in the moon of the popping tree. A husk of corn ripened in the white Dakota heat. A hailstone crystal storm forged a muffery. A feather of blue. A feather of blue that fell from the Stella Jay's wing. On your tongue in autumn's chill. A robe of flowers gathered on the shoulder of prairie hill. Ooh, song of redbreast moist, so full of spring. Feather of blue. A feather of blue. Stella Jay's
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Marty McCormick and Brian Fitzgerald on our show today. They call themselves Switchback. They've been around a long time, and they are showing us a lot of artistry, for lack of a better word. It is certainly artistry. We talked about the songwriting, Ryan and Marty, but I'm just sitting there, and my mouth drops open, and I look at the guitar playing. I listen to what you're doing. It sounds like you have so many instruments on your stage. you actually have only two guitars. How does that happen? You make these guitars speak different languages. You eke out every possible different sound that they can make.
The mother of invention is necessity.
You sit around, Brian, and you just say, well, let me try to make a new sound on my guitar.
No, we were kind of forced into these weird gigs in the early days, and right. I think we just sort of accumulated tricks, yeah. As we kind of went along. And we listened to great people. Django Reinhardt was a guy that made a lot of sound out of an instrument. And there were cheap guitars back then, what he was playing. But he just played amazing mm-hmm. music, and he just got sounds out of the box. And
plus, we like this thing called dynamics. we do like bringing things down and bringing it up like a big band would, and so hopefully the audience is filling in a lot of the gaps too in their minds, and so mm-hmm. it's really interplay with you folks here in the audience and you folks on the radio. That's the idea, is that there's a relationship with each and every one of you, and if you're paying attention, you're feeding us and we're feeding you back.
Where is your favorite place to write a song together? Do you have a place?
Usually,
that you go
when we write together, it would be on the road.
It is on the road.
It would be on the road. Is that writing, where it happens?
Yeah.
One is driving, and the other one actually has a guitar in his lap.
Oh yeah,
well, absolutely.
Or a mandolin, it's a little easier.
Mandolin.
But yeah,
we
absolutely.
Have a
yeah.
pretty bad radio to begin with, and that helps. So we're not catching a lot of stations. But what we will do is, one guy will have an idea, and the other guy just starts whittling away at it. Mm-hmm. And we're doing so many shows. That's the best place. The van is our studio for the most part,
But of course we don't do all our songwriting, that way.
Okay.
No.
I have a good picture of it. It's a nice picture.
Songs come from different things. I have a 10-month-old daughter and just getting out of bed when she was 3 months old, I said, Papa's gotta put on his old black pants. And I thought, hey, that would be a fun thing for a song, And so it turned into this song, The Old Barn Dance, So stuff happens off the cuff,
We're glad a lot of stuff has happened, and you've turned it into music, Marty McCormick and Brian Fitzgerald. We have time for, I'd say, probably at least three more.
Okay.
If you had them there for us, I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to Switchback this hour, a live performance from the stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. It's Java Blend, and we specialize in fresh brew performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. Been doing so since 2001. Our shows are recorded most Fridays at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. You can find out more about our events and our broadcasts and our podcasts. If you just tuned in, you're driving on the road, you just heard a little bit of this music, actually, you can go to iowapublicradio.org, look for Java Blend, and download the entire hour performance as a podcast to listen to on your, as they say, favorite mobile device.
Nice.
Right?
Thanks.
So let's go back to music from Switchback. What do you got for us
next?
Thank
you. All right. Brian and I just finished writing the fifth, we've written five masses to date, believe it or not, after a challenge from my brother, who said, why don't you guys write a Catholic mass? And so we thought, well, we'll give it a go. Five masses later, it's like doing a crossword puzzle, because you got stuck with the liturgy. You have to work around these very interesting words,
God is so rigid.
God is so tough. He's tough sometimes, bro. But this is the Hibernian mass. Hibernia was a word that was used by the Romans and the Greeks to describe Ireland. Sleepy or wintry, we get our word hibernation from it. And this is a benediction, a little blessing to everybody on the road or right here in this the Java House here. Let us join our hands together as we say our goodbyes, for we never know the next time we will look in each other's eyes. This world turns but one way and leads us to the next, so let's clasp our hands in friendship and call on God to bless. See us safely on our journey, gladden the trials we bear, guide us and protect us.
from every woe and fear. We're offering today a simple benediction. God bless us and keep us and see us safely home. There is sadness in this moment that ends our gathering, but the joy of our reunion is as sure as the coming spring. For our parting is but a step on the road we must take, a crossing that we all are on, but alone we must make. Safety on our journey until we all are one. We believe that we shall see the coming of the sun. And we're offering today a simple benediction. God bless us and keep us and see us safely home. See us safely on our journey, let the trials we bear guide us and protect us from every woe and fear. Offering today a simple benediction. God bless us and keep us and see us safely home. God bless us and keep us and see us safely home.
Thank you so much, you guys. We're going to just jump right into it. This is
off the Canoca, right?
Yeah, off the Canoca album, The Perils of Drinking Whiskey. It's called Pour Me Another Round.
Raised in a family, raising a bar, watching skinny Texans playing big guitars. Knew right then at a very tender age I'd be making my living taking the stage, watching the girls sway to my rock and roll. Well, the life of a player is always full throttle. You need a little help from the creature in the bottle. On my third tranny, on my Dodge Caravan, $400 for a five-piece band, 1,200 miles west of Chicago.
A little bit of Jameson never hurt anyone, and it won't kill me. For the creature, that's her finest feature.
Pour me, pour me another round.
Yeah. You can all sing that if you want, guys. Sounds much better when you do, and sing it loud. Got about 30 more verses.
Well, I love my wife, I miss my family. That's when the creature gets a hold of me. Now I'm in a juke joint north of Salina, chasing a barmaid. Where's my brain? I'm drifting its way back to Chicago.
A little bit of redbreast has been thinking of her party dress.
Let's party.
The sins of the creature
Don't tell me you're a preacher. Saturday night. Now is this a private or a public fight? Oh, we don't give a damn back in Chicago. A little bit of Jack Dan makes me a fighting man. Round 13. A double of a preacher. Don't mind if I do, sir. A bottle of the creature has me sliding out of my chair. Pour me, pour me, pour me another round.
Coming up with the finish of our hour, we have been treated to Switchback. You guys have brought this calm little coffee house alive, and thank you so much. I want to have you roll out with a couple more tunes here, but first of all, I want to thank Jim Davies, our on-site sound engineer, Phil Moss, our technical producer, and Derek Kellison, our assistant producer. I'm Ben Kiefer. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Let's hear it for Switchback. Thanks, guys.